Hello and good day and welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona and I am very excited to be interviewing Yadi Wang. Yadi, how's it going?
Very good, very good.
Talk to me a little bit about your work and your research at the U of A.
My main focus is actually looking at the landscape evolve over time. My research project is based at Biosphere 2, the Landscape Evolution Observatory in LEO. After Biosphere 2, a human experiment, we have this huge space abandoned, and researchers really trying to think about how can we use it and trying to utilize the space and be able to do some controlled experiment. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at our Mount Lyman or all these mountain ranges around us, and you see they have a lot of features on there. We call those the landscape. From the top of the mountain to bottom of the mountain, when we have rainfall or snow melt, that water is going to percolating down and then the Tucson Basin so that we can have groundwater replenish over time. But in this real earth condition that we really can't control anything because we don't know when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow, how much it's going to rain or snow. And also, we don't know if there's a fire hazard is going to cause any damage on the plant species. And also, we don't know how much are these parent material have been formed or evolved over time. So with this complexity, we really can't understand a lot of things in the landscape in detail. That's why this Landscape Evolution Observatory project at Biosphere 2 create this unique opportunity because we know all the initial condition of everything. And we measure everything throughout the hill slope. We have over 1,800 sensors in each hill slope, and there are three of them. Can you imagine all those data sets that can provide how much information for us to understand the landscape detail that we can apply those knowledge into a real earth condition so to understand our ecosystem better?
Shout out to your advisors for getting federal grant money, right, to be able to pay graduate research assistants.
So that's absolutely.
Yes.
I have two advisors. Dr. John Jerover, the department head of environmental science, was to primarily support me. Mm-hmm. And also I'm co-advised by Dr. Peter Chuk from hydrology department.
Okay.
Both of them has been tremendous help for me to continuously grow in this research field area and provide opportunities for me to explore and fulfill my dream.
Dr. Yadi Wang, going out into the world, what are you going to do?
I think my next exploration might go out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the farm field, and become a farmer.
Okay.
That might be my goal. To be honest, my father-in-law was a sixth-generation farmer, and I've never really understand how agriculture system work until I met him.
Okay.
I truly respect how farmers that grow their crops with limited amount of people to do all their work. So they crop over 2,000 acres with four people.
Wow.
That's just simply amazing. They have to learn to be a businessman, a soil scientist, a plant scientist, climatologist. They need to know everything to be able to work their hands on the things that they live on every day. And I think that's really combined with all my experience and so far the knowledge I've learned. And plus, I really like to mess with machines. So that's so really created an opportunity for me to
Yadi, what a great story. So you're working on this like landscape project where you have like you're gonna get tons of data and you're looking at a water filter through soil and like all of this great goodness, and then to visualize you standing in the middle of an agricultural field thinking about how to grow food beyond after your PhD program. It's a beautiful sight and we're really excited for you. Do you like music, Yadi?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I never liked country music until I exposed to the farm, Lee Bryce, and also Darius Rucker, and okay. I really like their music.
Really excited for you, Yadi. It was a pleasure talking to you. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.